Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning from WMCAT, we welcome Jamon Alexander, Director of Workforce Development, joining the discussion. WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, of course, a weekly segment is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So good morning to you, Jamon.
Good morning, Shelley, and thank you for having me.
Quite welcome. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, we do this on OA every week, and I turn to you first, Steve, to give us that overview of the grant.
Well, I'm very happy to do so. But first, good morning to Shelley Irwin, host of the acclaimed morning show on WGVU, and Jamon Alexander with West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology. Shelley, we are very proud to be administering a multi-year grant in partnership and funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. We're grateful not only for the essential funding, but more importantly for the strategic vision that is focusing on creating equitable communities globally, including right here in Grand Rapids, where we're working, and we're approaching our work in two ways. We've hired an inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, and I'll talk about the website where you can go and see all of her great work examining equity issues in the community. And then also we're working with our Shaping Narratives cohort, who are individuals, leaders of color, who are producing content with and for their communities that we're taking back into the community for change-based conversations. And weekly, we put the spotlight on essential organizations in our community that are doing outstanding work, and WMCAT is one of those, so we're very pleased to have Jamon here talking about workforce development.
Wonderful. Jamon, let's get into our conversation with you. Should you share with us a bit about WMCAT's mission, workforce development program, and the population served?
Yeah, absolutely. So the mission at WMCAT is to create equitable access to opportunity, and we do that in a number of ways, one of which is our adult workforce development program. So we walk with adults who are unemployed or underemployed, oftentimes being eligible for DHHS public benefits. And really the idea is to walk with them on sustained income security. So our programs currently are in healthcare, medical billing, medical coding, and pharmacy technician. And it is it's a tuition-free opportunity, and adults who come into our program could, you know, in 9 months or less, you know, have a national certification, a career with an area employer, and no debt as a result of the learning. So our model essentially is, you know, academic instruction, but even more importantly than that, it's holistic family support. So how do we acknowledge, you know, the circumstances of our families, and how do we support? And then also we believe in lifting up lived experience as an asset in careers. So not only what you're learning, but like who you are is important in the space. And this idea of like curating community and building social capital and building networks with area professional employers, all of that is wrapped up in our model.
Very interesting, Jamon. And you know, it's coming to mind that with the COVID pandemic and quite frankly the racial unrest that's popped up in many areas mm-hmm. of the country, including right here in Grand Rapids, this has all brought to light the disparities that exist and inequities in primarily communities of color. And what comes to mind also is the W.K. Kellogg and Alterum Institute study of a few years ago called The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan. And it's an outstanding study. I highly recommend it to all of our listeners. You can download it from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation site. But The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan gets into the making a business case apart from the humanitarian case that we all deserve to have equitable opportunities. But the case they make is that when businesses hire a diverse workforce, it not only improves the bottom line through just the sharing of ideas, but it better represents a global economy that all of us serve. But unfortunately, this study also brings to light the fact, and I'll just read this short paragraph. Unfortunately, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. And this is terribly sad for me to read. and it's unacceptable. And here it sounds to me like WMCAD is addressing several aspects to kind of right the ship here, including access to employment opportunities or equity in employment opportunities. Can you get into a little bit more about, during this pandemic and other times, how you're specifically honing in to kind of right the ship and create those equitable opportunities in employment?
So, Steve, I think that's a great question, and I think anytime we talk about current state or the what, we must talk about the how and the why, right? So, like, some of the inequities that the children are born into, the data that you speak of, we must acknowledge that, you know, what we're seeing is the legacy of, I would say, intentional racism and discriminatory policy, right? Like, I think about historical policies like the GI Bill and redlining, when the public and private sector came together to build, to build the middle class, and those assets benefited their children and their grandchildren, and certainly, by law did not benefit Black and Brown families, right? So I think, and Kellogg was also a part of the study years ago that led to the work around the Neighborhoods of Focus, and if you lay some of those maps over Grand Rapids, I mean you'd see. Almost to the neighborhood, exactly where some of those inequities took place back in like the 40s. So I think it's important to always talk about the why, right? And to your point, what we've seen is that COVID helped to lift up the disparities that we've known existed. So WMCAD we've always seen our work, specifically in workforce development, as responding a response. So one part of the larger ecosystem. Responding to the economic inequities that we're seeing. We also recognize that, we don't do this work alone, right? Like there's, organizations here in town, United Way, DHS, the county, the LaLucha Fund for Undocumented Neighbors. Like all these resources have been leveraged to respond right now to COVID. So as far as us specifically, when COVID happened, we were mid-program. So we did a couple of things. One, we immediately flipped our learning to virtual to allow our students to finish the program safely, right? Because that was important, most important to us. We also then created a community-wide resource guide. And really what this did was it was one-stop shop for like food access and changes to DHHS policy and where people can access COVID testing sites and household supplies and even down to how do you talk with your kids about what's happening with COVID? We have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old at home, and it was important to us that they also understood what was happening and the weight of this moment and why they can't be in school right now with their friends, right? So we wanted to share that resource with as many people. We also leveraged funds directly from United Way, the Kent County, Coronavirus Relief Fund. And we provided more than $11,000 in just like immediate support to families in our adult workforce development program and our teen after school program, right? So everything from housing assistance to car repair to, utilities after leveraging DHHS support to just like general household supplies. Like, how can we do this quickly and make it as accessible as possible and not create many hoops for people to go through? So, I mean, those are just a few ways that we responded.
Well, and thanks
to respond.
Yeah, and thanks for going into the how and the why. I mean, we are really blessed here in West Michigan to have the types of organizations, some of the ones you just named, to work in partnership with clearly defined vision, mission, objectives, and then the metrics. And so thank you for describing, the how. Because our community is we are blessed with a very rich cultural heritage in our community, with over 35% residents of color, immigrants, refugees, all with unique gifts to contribute, and it takes organizations like WMCAD working in partnership with others to address these issues that need to be addressed. I'd like to just mention for our listeners the WMCAD website. And by the way, many, many people are familiar with WMCAD, but in case they're not, that stands for West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology. You can learn all about some of the training that Jamon has mentioned, Jamon, and your people, news and events, by going to WMCAD.org, and that's simply WMCAT, WMCAT.org, to learn more about that. So we really appreciate your going into some of the specifics.
Jamon Alexander, Director of Workforce Development with WMCAT, along with WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Jamon, just a couple minutes left. Tell me about your future work, upcoming events at WMCAT.
Absolutely. Love that question. So there's a couple things that we're doing right now. So we're currently in healthcare adult workforce development, and we're going to be expanding into IT, you know, into technology jobs that are in demand and offers living wages and strong possibilities of growth. You know, as we do our work remote, right, like leading people will be more important, you know, as we continue to figure out, like, how do we do work, you know, not only during the pandemic, but even beyond. So we've developed a program called Leadership by Design, where we help people explore worldviews and their lived experiences and what that means for, like, how we work together. So we are offering this to partners in the community. We've already partnered with Meyer and Bridge Street Market. We've done some work with them, and we have a couple other organizations that we will be facilitating this workshop with this spring. So that's an opportunity for anyone. We're working specifically with, you know, Strong Beginnings, the maternal infant health program, and Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities. And how do we support mothers in, you know, their infant maternal health program towards income security? And I would say even recognizing that the outcomes that we get, the outcomes we've already discussed, WMCAT doesn't believe that they are the result of, you know, individual poor choices, right? Like there's a legacy, there's some policy implications. So even though we're seeing families in our program, attain income security, we still want to explore what are some of the policy inputs that impacts our families, right? So whether that's through DHHS and the benefits cliff, or whether it's like employer-specific policies, and we believe if tweaked could support more families. Also note, we're recruiting right now for our adult career training program. So starting Monday, February 1st, all the way through May, we're going to be accepting enrollment into our program. And we're recruiting right now for our step year program, which is for young adults 18 to 24 who may not know what they want to do after high school. So all of these things are happening right now. I would encourage you to visit our website.
What is that website?
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. It is WMCAT.org, WMCAT.org.
Wonderful. I know we've mentioned it before, but I like the power of repetition. All right, Jamon, thank you. Keep up your good work at the beautiful house of WMCAT and your work for sure. Steve Chappell, your final thoughts, please.
Well, I just want to thank Jamon and his colleagues at WMCAT for sharing with our listeners this morning the holistic approach that's so critical so that the individuals you serve and the families you serve can thrive in all areas of their lives, which only enrich their lives and the community as a whole. So we appreciate your participation this morning and the inclusion segment. And for our listeners, if you've missed any part of this enlightening discussion with Jamon Alexander, Director of Workforce Development at WMCAT, just go to the WGVU Mutually Inclusive webpage. That's WGVU Mutually Inclusive webpage a little later this afternoon, and you can feast your eyes and ears on our video programming with Mutually Inclusive, and then also the radio side of that with a whole host of stories and issues, including this one with Jamon Alexander. So we appreciate, again, and thank you for being here.
Go get them. Happy Friday to both of you. Thanks for your time.